The working class and the employing class have nothing in common. There can be no peace so long as hunger and want are found among millions of the working people, and the few who make up the employing class have all the good things of life. Between these two classes, a struggle must go on until the workers of the world organize as a class, take possession of the earth and the machinery of production, and abolish the wage system.
Get to work! Pop Off Defense
Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times.
Get to work!
I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, with Trent Kudovic, a radically independent, uncensored audio insurrection. The Megan Sent, Pirate, the Devil.
Get the work!
Get the work!
Please stand by Pop Off Defense Radio.
Son, me and your mom worked real hard. I pulled a double shift so you kids could have everything that we didn't have. And I go, fuck your double shift. You know? I wanted you. I needed you. I didn't need your damn money. You know? We didn't have to live like everybody else on the block. I needed you. And you gave me money.
Punch in, punch out, 8 hours, 5 factory.
Wage slave, that's me.
Leslie, hey, I've been working in a factory, in an industry. Yeah, Leslie, hey, I've been working, filling barrels, 10,003. Yeah, how much wine is enough to sell to Americans? How many products are enough to sell to Americans? How much profit is enough for one rich man to make up my labor that he knows damn well comes at the expense of me having time for my children? Lately, I've been working in his factory, in his winery. Yeah, lately, I've been working filling barrels, 10,003. Yeah, lately, I've been working in his factory so I can feed my babies. Yeah, lately, I've been working in his factory. Wage slave, that's me, yeah. How much wine is enough? It's not to Americans. How many products are enough? It's not to Americans. How much profit is enough for one rich man to make up my labor that they know damn well comes at the expense of me having time for my children? Family values means burn down the factory. 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 Burn. Burn. Burn.
Upright in some last lost corner of his life, waiting the only new thing left to see.
sea. He cultivates memories rich and brown like gardens. Hardly 80, his eye is already inward turning. He has banished himself to worlds of fine gray dust. Tonight, wrapped around a chair, he rolls another damp cigarette and sends those blue clouds on their familiar reach into the bag of weathered yarns. And like some deft and protoplasmic being, turns himself inside out to feed on the silence that is me. I spent my whole life making somebody rich. I busted my ass for that son of a bitch. And he left me to die like a dog in a ditch. And he told me I'm all used up. He used up my labor, he used up my time. He plundered my body and squandered my mind. And gave me a pension of handouts and wine. And told me I'm all used up. My kids are in hock to a godjick hole work, slaving their lives out for some other jerk. Yeah, my youngest in Frisco just made shipping clerk. He don't know I'm all used up. Hey, young people reaching for power and gold don't have respect for anything old. For pennies they're bought and for promises sold, someday they'll all be used up. They use up the oil, they use up the trees, they use up the air and they use up the sea. Well, how about you, friend, and how about me? What's left when we're all used up? I'll finish my life in this crummy hotel. It's lousy with bugs and my God, what a smell. But my plumbing still works and I'm clear as a bell. Don't tell me I'm all used up. Outside my window the world passes by, gives me a handout and spits in my eye. And no one can tell me, 'cause no one knows why I'm living, but I'm all used up. Sometimes in my dreams I sit by a tree. My life is a book of how things used to be. And kids gather around and they listen to me. And they don't think I'm all used up. And there's songs and there's laughter and things I can do. And all that I've learned I can give back to you. And I'd give my last breath just to make it come true. No, I'm not all used up. They use up the oil and they use up the trees. They use up the air and they use up the sea. Well, how about you, friend, and how about me? What's left when we're all used up?
Cage equals job. Nice animal.
The history of labor struggles in this country is a very rich history, and I was it was a revelation to me when I began to read labor history, and I read about things I'd never seen in any of my textbooks right up through graduate school. I became interested in the Colorado coal strike of 1913-1914 and the Ludlow Massacre. And enormous amounts of information on that, congressional hearings, Industrial Relations Commission hearings, volumes of information, huge amounts of information right here in Denver about that strike, one of the most violent and dramatic episodes in American history, and it was not in my history book. Nobody ever, all through graduate school, up through the PhD, even mentioned the Colorado coal strike of 1913-1914 or the Lawrence textile strike of 1912.
We are fighting a war, and come now living in a new age. When the rules are set, the dead aspire, and come now fight for a living wage. Please, to the politicians and the poor, do nothing but a sword that shrews the tire. The system is built to keep us from ourselves. You ask what I can give. I've got nothing for you but everything for a better way. So you demand that we live under your laws, hiding from the fact we are at war.
music for dangerous times.
So I wait for a change to come, and I ask myself, why does every day the sky remain over our heads, over our heads? So would it be impossible to tear it down, to tear it down? Now would it be impossible to tear it down, to tear it down, down? I've got nothing for you.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
There are women of many descriptions in this cruel world, as everyone knows. Some are living in beautiful mansions, some are wearing the finest of clothes. There's the blue-blooded queen, charms made of diamonds and pearls, only true to herself. A lady is a rebel girl. Rebel girl, rebel girl. She's a working class, the strength of this world. She brings courage, pride, joy to a fighting rebel boy, and I'm proud to fight for freedom with a rebel girl. Her hands may be hardened from labor, and her dress may not be very fine, but
with banners, bands, red balloons, and maybe lemonade. When I came home one May day, my neighbor's father said, "Them marchers is all commies. Tell me, kid, are you a red?" Well, I didn't know just what he meant. My hair back then was brown. Our house was plain red brick like most others in the town. So I went and asked my mama why our neighbor called me red. My mommy took me on her knee and this is what she said. "Well, you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you march, you're agitated, that's the boundary it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the word instead, 'cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red." When I was growing up, had my troubles, I suppose, when someone took exception to my face or to my clothes, or tried to cheat me on a job or hit me on the head. When I organized a fight back, why, the stinkers called me red. But you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you marched or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or log the words instead, 'cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. When I was living on my own, one apartment that I had a lousy, rotten landlord, let me tell you, he was bad. But when he tried to throw me out, I rubbed my hands and said, "You haven't seen a struggle if you haven't fought a red. And you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you march or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead, 'cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red." Well, I kept on agitating, 'cause what else can you do? You're gonna let the sons of bitches walk all over you. My friend said, "You'll get fired hanging with that commie mob. I should be so lucky, buddy, I ain't got a job." And you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you marched or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead, 'cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. Well, I've been agitating now for 50 years and more, for jobs and for equality and always against war. I'll keep on agitating as far as I can see, and if that's what being red is, well, it's good enough for me. 'Cause you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you march or agitate, they're bound to hear it say. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead, 'cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red.
Side, for there is nothing to divide. My kin don't need to fuss and moan. Moss does not cling to a rolling stone. My body? Ah, if I could choose, I would to ashes it reduce, and let the merry breezes blow my dust to where some flowers grow. Perhaps some fading flower then would come to life and bloom again. This is my last and final will. Good luck to all of yous, Joe Hill.